This is Iberian Property Insights, an initiative aimed for those who want to be updated on the Iberian real estate sector. My name is Alexander Lima. Joining me in this episode of our podcast is Dominic Morenhout, CEO at EPRA, which stands for European Public Real Estate Association. Dominic, it is an honor to welcome you. Shall we kick off our conversation with a brief introduction? Who is EPRA and what role does it play on the real estate sector?
Yeah, so thank you, Alexander. Thanks for having me here today. So EPRA indeed stands for the European Public Real Estate Association. So our key mission is to promote, develop and represent the European listed real estate sector. The association today counts roughly 290 members. 65% of the members are the listed property companies, the SOCIMIs, etc. 25% are what we call the investors, so representing both the buy side and the sell side, such as insurance companies, traditional fund managers, pension fund industry, and some sovereign funds as well. And the remaining 10% of our members are the other stakeholders in the industry. So roughly today, just to give you an idea, the listed property companies today, which are EPRA members, represent 95% of the total European market cap, with a total real estate portfolio of around 850 billion euros.
Dominic, I'd like to count with your expertise to provide a brief context on the rate regime introduced in Spain, which now celebrates 10 years. What contribution did SOCIMIs have on the value of real estate activities in the Spanish economy?
So following the global financial crisis in 2008, SOCIMIs have offered a very tangible exit solution to large real estate portfolios owned by the bad banks and freed up the capital that governments had to put into buyout programs at that time. The initial launch of the SOCIMI regime in 2009 was definitely a non-starter. There were quite particular limitations in the structure that put off investors, foremost a 19% corporate income tax rate that made the model complicated and unattractive when it was launched in 2009. But the Spanish government took note of it and amendments were undertaken, and the corporate income tax for SOCIMIs was, for example, cut to 0%. The minimum share capital requirement was reduced, listing requirements changed, etc., etc. So that improvement regime that got introduced in 2013 marked a turning point, with a total market cap multiplied by 10 in less than 6 months. On the Spanish market, with significant IPOs that still represent a decent share of the European listed real estate landscape as we speak today. So to answer your question very directly, since then, the SOCIMI regime in Spain doesn't show any longer much differences to successful regimes in other countries, such as Belgium or France. It fits to attractive, internationally accepted structures. And due to this, I would say REITs have become such major players in the Spanish real estate industry.
Amazing. Throughout 2022 and this year, mm-hmm. The SOCIMIs performed well in both terms of rents and occupancy. Inflation had a greater impact on income, which they receive by rents, than on operating costs, which at the end is positive for the sector. For this next year, can we expect investors to return and take positions in the REIT sector?
Yeah, first of all, I can't answer that question on their behalf, and I have no crystal ball, but it is definitely what we expect to happen, or probably in the first half of 2025. EPRA is continuously arguing that today there is a right time to reallocate the listed real estate sector in Europe. There are a few arguments behind that. So today we are getting to the end of a long economic growth period, which normally is always a good time to allocate, according to some research that EPRA has performed recently. Our sector is also very resilient to cope with the rising interest rate environment. 85% of the debt is a fixed rate debt today, The maturity of the debt is around 6 years. The LTV is 38%, was it twice, close to 50% at the end of the global financial crisis. And the cost of debt today amounts to 2.5%, was it was 4.5% at the end of the global financial crisis. Two other arguments to that. Today, our market is facing a 35% discount to the net asset value. So this is the figure as per the end of November. We were at 43% at the end of October. So that means that the discount to NAV tries to get smaller and smaller. Of course, it's still high compared to the last 25 years average of 12%. But we are going definitely into the right direction. And last but not least, also all the research which EPRA has been undertaken, but also undertaken by external parties, anticipate that the listed real estate sector should outperform the private real estate markets in the next 5 years. But on the other side, I would say we also have to face reality. Markets will continue to be complicated in 2024 as long as there is no, I would say, clarity on interest rates evolution and valuations to get where valuations should be, in particular in the private real estate markets, where we see a significant divergence in cap rate between the private markets and the public markets today.
Picking up on the net asset value, I'd like to see what is your view, since you have a European view. Are rates overall in Europe still trading at a discount rate? And after all, what motivates this disconnect between the share prices and the company results?
Yeah, as I mentioned, so the discount to NAV drastically reduced in November from 43% to 35%. Today, there is a clear disconnect between the share price and the operational performance of the stocks, which on the other side also constitutes a buy opportunity for investors. Just look at all the results published by the SOCIMIs, but the listed real estate sector more generally in Europe since the beginning of this year. I would say the operation performance is very good, but it's just the share price doesn't mirror that yet. You probably know that those sectors suffered a lot in 2022. If I look at the FTSE EPRA Develop Europe Index, we had 37% negative performance in 2022, whilst the private markets in Europe only had, I would say, a reduction of around 7 to 8% in its performance. So there is clearly a gap between the two of them, which also, of course, affects the discount to NAV, and also, I would say, the share price valuation today. So there is a clear disconnect, as I mentioned already, but the disconnect should reduce in the next months. That's what we have already experienced in the months of November.
Very well. Dominic, the listed sector, is it more transparent on their investment?
Yes, it is. Yes, of course. Yes, it is.
Do you believe this need to disclose informations is in a way forcing or pushing these companies to assume a leading position regarding ESG matters, for example?
But, you know, first of all, ESG is a matter that has to be part of the DNA of a company. And talking about transparency, the listed real estate sector has by far always been more transparent than the private market. And EPRA also played a crucial role over the last 20 years by creating the backbone for both the financial and the non-financial reporting of the sector. You know that the EPRA published the guidelines on its best practice recommendation for financial reporting and sustainability reporting, which have been recognized by the industry as the leading indicators. Yes, of course, those indicators force the companies to be entirely transparent, but I can tell you that we do not have to force the members to use the metrics and to be transparent on their financial performance and sustainability performance. Even on the sustainability side or ESG side, EPRA already issued the guidelines in sustainability back in 2011. So this is not a subject which was part of a trend which we started building up since 2017. The listed real estate sector has always been at the forefront in being totally transparent about their sustainability or ESG agenda.
Some of the topics that we are addressing in this podcast will also be addressed in February, because EPRA and Iberian Property will co-host once again in Madrid the Iberian Rate and Listed Conference. Who should attend these events and why?
Oh, I would say anyone who is active in, interested in, wants to understand better the key benefits of investing in the Iberian listed real estate sector. So all actors in coming from property companies, fund managers, insurance companies, wealth managers, and their advisors should be in the room.
This will for sure be an unmissable event to keep up to date, to learn and to network with some of the best professionals in the real estate sector. Once again, the conference returns to Madrid, this time to the luxury Rosewood Villa Magna Hotel. And of course, we invite all our listeners to take a look at the program and to join Iberian Property and EPRA in this event. Dominic, thanks for accepting the invitation and to share your knowledge with us. This was Iberian Property Insights, powered by Grupo Iberinmo.